What a joy it is this week. I am preparing the announcements for the online service, but really what's going on, Judy and I are going to Pensacola. Our granddaughter's having a baby, and Judy wants to take me over there for my birthday to see the baby. Now, I'm recording this on Monday. This is my birthday today, and I'm grateful for that because I am 80 years old. Never thought I would make it, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to come together and share. So the other blessing is Tina Crowder Oaks, our wonderful certified lay leader, is bringing the message live and in person today in church. So if you're listening to this just to get the announcements and so forth, you'll have time to get there because I think Bill puts this out around 10 o'clock and the worship service is at 11. So I hope and pray you can come and make it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have Tina to be able to fill the pulpit when Judy and I need to be away. She does a wonderful, wonderful job. And also this past week, we have what we call Trunk and Treat. Now, I am missing it because we're going to Pensacola for to see the baby. But I just know that God blessed that outreach, and they had a lot of people come and witness. It's a thing called Halloween. Now, we, in the Christian community, we call it All Hallows Eve. And the world kind of turned it around to Halloween. And we're in the world, not of the world, so we can have a little bit of fun with Halloween and not treat it as a worship service or anything like that, but just treat it and have fun, you know. It goes back to the old time whenever they would go out and they say, okay, we're going to trick you unless you give us something. And that's where the whole thing really started. But it's really All Saints Day the next day. So we want to recognize that. It's truly a church holiday, and it's truly a thing to reminisce and celebrate. So All Hallows Eve turned into Halloween, but the next day is All Saints Day. So it's a wonderful time to celebrate. And we have coming up Covered Dish Dinner the second Sunday in November. Hope and pray you come to be a part of that. And I told you that I had a birthday this week, but I don't know about anybody else, except I think I remember Betty Brown had a birthday also very close to mine. Don't remember the date, but I'm pretty sure old Betty Brown had a birthday too. And I'm not too sure about anniversaries. So one thing that happened, Tina going to bring the message in person on Sunday when she does that, and she did the online things too sometimes, but I had enough of time to stay behind and do the online service. So, but Tina did give us a way to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Hope and pray you come and hear Tina preach. She has a wonderful message, and she's a blessing to all in Jesus' name. Take care.